Hi there, I'm Katie Rose, and welcome to The Rooted Reinvention, a podcast exploring the real-world journey of reinventing who we are without burning out or burning our whole life down. I teach people how to make lasting change by melding my Master's in Neuroscience and my Cognitive Therapy qualification with common self-help tools, spiritual concepts, and my personal experience. Because being yourself doesn't need to feel so damn hard. To get more information on podcast episodes, please visit rootedreinvention.com/podcast. Hi, welcome back to The Rooted Reinvention. This is episode 11, I think. And today will either be really short or really long. I haven't quite worked it out. And today I want to talk a little bit about when we're feeling overwhelmed. And one of the little tips that I use to help manage this. So when I'm feeling overwhelmed, often it means that I can't quite pinpoint what my kind of problem is, so what the issue is that I'm experiencing. I don't know whether you can hear, but the cat has just walked straight up to the microphone and started making noises at it. So when we're feeling overwhelmed, it's kind of a cumulative effect. It's the fact that one thing plus another plus another plus another, and it just feels too much, no matter how big or small the individual items might be. And often, not always, but often, of the list of 30 to 40 things that my head thinks are the problem, the things that are adding to all my overwhelm, there's actually maybe one, two, or three main issues, and the rest really aren't adding that much. So I guess, like you say, the straw that broke the camel's back, for example, might be a good analogy for this. That actually the straw itself isn't an issue. It's the camel. It's the elephant that's on top of it first. And although there are lots of different ways of managing overwhelm, people journal, people write diaries, you might want to do a brain dump of everything, you might want to write to-do lists, like there's all kinds of ways to manage it. One question that I find really helpful is to ask myself, if blank wasn't here, would I feel like this? So, if this particular day job deadline wasn't tomorrow, would I feel like this? If I hadn't told myself that I need to get this podcast episode recorded on this particular day, would I feel like this? If I hadn't worked through my lunch break because I've double booked myself, would I feel like this? Basically, go down the list of all the stressors in your life, and I'm sure that in most cases, two or three, maybe even just one, is really the actual issue. I bet there's one or two main stressors that are responsible for most of this overwhelm. And the reason this information is helpful is because overwhelm in itself, I was going to say feels overwhelming, ha ha ha. It is that sense of not having control over things, of everything going wrong at once, of so many different things happening you don't know where to start. And if I can wipe half that list off because it's not relevant to this particular feeling, it starts to feel more manageable. If I'm feeling stressed for the whole afternoon, but I know that it's just because I've got a deadline tomorrow, I can stop worrying about the fact that I snapped at my partner and is our relationship on the rocks? Probably not. Let's try tomorrow afternoon when the deadline's passed. Will this be an issue? No, it won't be. You know, being able to put in perspective the fact that this is the issue and that the other things, although they're impacted, although they add to the stress, they themselves aren't the problem. It can be really helpful then to know, like, oh, if it's just my job and my deadline for tomorrow that's the issue, and it's not my partner or the house or that letter that came through the the door that, yes, may have triggered me to feel anxious, but actually if that's not the issue itself, then I can just put that away for a few minutes and I can focus on, well, what can I do about the deadline? What can I do about this day job? What can I do about the podcast episode to alleviate that stress? When there's only two or three things that need fixing, you know, it's much easier than when it feels that everything is going wrong. I find this particularly helpful when I'm getting stressed in the car and I'm just getting more and more stressed, and I can literally sit there and go, if I weren't in traffic right now, would I be feeling like this? If I weren't worried about being late right now, would I feel like this? I find myself asking this question whenever I remember, about kind of the big things in my life and then working my way down to the smaller ones. So it might be, oh, if I didn't have my own business, would I feel like this? No, I probably wouldn't. Okay, well, if I didn't have this article that's due for my business next week, would I feel like this? Yes, okay, so it's not the article that's the issue. Let's move on to the next sort of possible trigger point. If I hadn't told my editor that I'd get this done by this date, would I feel different to this? And really almost sieving down a little bit, like funneling down to the actual issue, and knowing that things that kind of aren't relevant to what you're feeling at the moment, they can just be taken off the list for now. So I'd love to know if you tried this. I'd love to know if you have any particular ways you manage overwhelm. As I said at the beginning, I'm aware that there are lots of different ways of approaching it. And I suppose to some degree, we are still making a list or brain dumping all of the different kind of things that are overwhelming us. But we are asking ourselves, is this relevant to this feeling right now, as we do it? So it's not necessarily rocket science, but I do find that it kind of gives me permission to not try to fix everything all at once, which is in itself overwhelming. So it turns out this is a shorter episode, but I also don't believe in just padding shit out for no reason, and therefore we're going to stick with a shorter episode. Thanks very much for listening. Do click down to the show notes. You can find them at rootedreinvention.com/podcast to find any relevant links and also to leave a comment with your thoughts, as well as anything that you would like me to cover in future episodes. I hope you have a lovely week. I can't believe we're almost at the end of October already. And I'll see you next week. Take care. Thanks for listening, and as always, you can find out more at rootedreinvention.com. Take care, remember, you are more capable than you often realise, and I'll see you next time. Bye!